You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Kimberly sent us a note on Facebook. Hey, guys, I have a question about babysitting. Before I read her note, have you ever used a babysitter that wasn't family?
No, sir.
Are you afraid of that?
It's a lot to handle. Right? Listen, I'm a grown-ass man, and I get overwhelmed with two little kids at the house, so I would imagine some little, you know, young teenager not being able to handle two kids, I think.
They do it all the time.
Do they?
What makes your kids so special?
They're a nightmare.
Well, everybody's kids are nightmares.
I think I have trust issues as well.
That's where I
think I might have some trust
that's
issues.
That's what I was digging at.
And my mom's really good at it, and they're just down the street, so, you know. And side note, babysitters are crazy expensive.
Yeah.
They're really expensive, so. Yeah. There's three reasons for it.
Okay.
All right?
Fair
okay.
Enough.
Do you want to watch him tonight?
No. You know what?
No, you wouldn't.
Listen to me. I would do that one time for the experience and to see if there's some way I could plant like a little time bomb with them.
Oh, great.
You know, that later on they would say something or do something.
Uncle Dom told me to say this.
Right.
Yeah.
Or not to say something, to
do
something.
Do something, yeah.
Listen, the next time your parents aren't looking, go in their room and you should
blank.
Put a dog turd in their bed.
That's really not that far-fetched, honestly.
Right. I know
the
Reed
cat box
is
more accessible in the basement.
Okay,
so
Reed
say cat turd.
Say get a cat turd and put it down.
Put in daddy's coffee.
The side, right.
Uncle Dom told me to do it.
See, so I would watch your kids. Now, do you want me to?
I changed my mind.
Let's read Kimberly's note.
All right.
She goes, I have a question about babysitting. I'm a single mom with a 7-year-old son. Last week, I posted on Facebook that I was looking for a babysitter, and one of my Facebook friends suggested her son. He's 13, and she says he just started babysitting for some family in January. Kimberly writes, I'm not trying to be sexist or anything, but why do I feel uncomfortable with the idea of a boy babysitter? Part of me feels like they don't mature as early as girls, but I've just never, ever heard of guys doing this. And he's also new at it, so there's that. How many of your listeners use boy babysitters or have sons that do this? That's a fair question, Kimberly.
That's a great point. You never hear about this.
It's rare.
Very rare.
I had a nephew who did it, and he was like one of those kids who, you know, you've seen the girls who have like a little babysitting empire, and they pay for their college through it and everything.
Yeah.
And he was that way for a while, and I guess he saved up enough money so that when he turned 16, he could go buy like a used car or something.
Mm-hmm.
His parents didn't buy him a car. He bought it from babysitting.
Well
money.
Done, sir.
Yeah, because he'd been babysitting like for 5 years or something.
I mean, she basically is stealing the words out of my mouth when it comes to maturity. I mean, holy cow, you and I were both 13-year-old boys. I mean, I don't know if there's a lot of responsibility there. I feel like he's going to be playing on the internet or doing something the whole time instead of watching this kid. He's not mature enough to do this
but
at all.
Devil's advocate on that. Because
of course there will be some kids that are,
no,
right?
And I see what you're saying, but at the same time, if you're talking about a 13-year-old boy, you know, being on the internet or playing video games or stuff like that, how many of our listeners have had teenage girl babysitters who are on the phone with
thing,
their boyfriends.
Sure. Or they're making out on the couch.
Right, boyfriend comes over.
Yeah,
you know, I
see that. But I also feel like when you get two young boys together, something's going to get ruined in the house.
No, I'll tell
broken.
You what's going to happen.
They're going to get very rambunctious.
I'll tell you what's going to happen. There's going to be an emergency room visit.
Right, there's going to be stitches somewhere,
right.
Somehow involved.
If you've got a 13-year-old boy babysitting a 7-year-old boy, the house might catch on fire.
Yeah, or somebody's losing a digit that night. Somebody's
right.
Losing a thumb. Or
I think that's just as likely as one of them being on.
So, I don't know if I'm on board with this.
I had the worst luck with babysitters when I was one of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I got traumatized with situations with babysitters. Because I had an older sister. She was just a year older than me. So when the babysitters would come over, those two would play dolls together all night and stuff. And they'd lock me out of the rooms and stuff like that.
Oh, you wanted to play dolls? I want to play the dolls
too. I just wanted to participate in anything. But they were just like, as soon as my parents were gone, they were like, ah-ha-ha.
Lock Dom in the closet.
We'll lock little Dominic out and we will
play. Please, get me out of the pantry. Is it so hot in here?
At least she had snacks in there if it was the pantry.
I found us some rigatoni.
I would complain to my parents, too. I said, do you realize that when so-and-so came over to babysit, she and Donna just played dolls all night, and I got locked out. I couldn't do anything.
Oh, man.
I was all by myself. My dad was like, too bad.
Quit whining.
Yeah, he's...
I want to play with the Barbie, too. I like a Barbie's a dream house.
All right, so we're getting off topic here.
All right, way off.
Way off.
You might be better, though.
Your babysitting horror stories?
Maybe.
All right, you can call in about either thing.
Yeah.
Kimberly says, how many of your listeners use boy babysitters or have sons that do this? Michelle's on the phone. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
So what do you know about this?
So my son was a boy babysitter for the neighborhood kids, and it was one of those things where the neighbors knew him, and they knew how kids, like, just flocked to him. They, little kids loved him, and he wanted the money, and on top of it, he was going through Boy Scouts and getting his Eagle Scouts, so he had first aid training.
Oh, that's huge. Yeah,
that's
great. He made a killing, too. My nephew made a lot of money doing it over the years, so.
Yeah, and he also had he had gone to the babysitting class that they offer and gotten that certificate or whatever.
Yeah,
so he had
certified.
You know, prepared.
That's good.
Well, I'm glad you called us. Thanks for being on the show. You have a great weekend, okay?
Bye, Michelle.
Thank you as well.
Thank you very much.
Boy Scout, that's cool.
Well, see, that helps.
If they could tie knots at night together.
You're an Eagle Scout.
Build fires in the
living
room.
You weren't worried about him being, responsible. An Eagle Scout's
that's
responsible.
That's straight up responsible.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Here's Karen. Hey, Karen, welcome to the show.
Hi.
What do you know about this?
Well, I have a son who's 14, and he and three other boys from the neighborhood took the babysitting classes together, and they have a nice little business going in the neighborhood, and they play with the boys, especially kids that have parents that have boys. They seem to be into boys even more than girls, and they love it, and they do a great job at it.
Now, you said they have a nice little business going. Are they banking a lot of money out of this
thing? Yeah, what are they raking in?
Well, they're trying to save for a car, and they have sports they play, and they need to help pay for things because it really does add up.
What do they charge? Yeah. I got to know. What does your son charge?
Well, like, he watches two boys, and I think it's like $10 an hour.
Yeah.
For two boys. I mean, he started lower, and you have to work your way up, but there's not a lot of jobs out there either for 13- and 14-year-old boys to make money other than maybe umpiring, and
this is
the way they can do it.
And it gets him out of your house, too, for a couple hours, too, really.
Exactly.
It's nice for you, too.
That's a great point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Karen, thanks for being on the show.
Bye, Karen.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Have a good day.
You as well. Enjoy your weekend. Next up is Aaron. Good morning, Aaron.
Hi.
What do you want to say about this?
So I was an only child, and I never babysat. I never felt comfortable around kids my own age, let alone little ones. I was completely lost. My husband was one of three boys. He babysat all through high school. And now we have two boys, and the only babysitter we've ever had that wasn't a family member was a kid that was our ring bearer in our wedding, and he was 15, and he's the only babysitter the boys have had other than, like, grandma. And they loved him. So, you know, I think it just depends on the kid. I would have been a horrible babysitter, and I was pretty responsible. I was working at 15, but I just didn't understand kids. So I think it just all depends on the kid that is babysitting. You know, if it's someone you know and trust.
Truth.
You know, hey.
I'm glad you called, Aaron. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend. She makes a really good point, too. Like, I was a very, very shy kid when I was younger until I turned 16, until I got into radio, actually. But I was really shy, so I never would have been able to do that.
Right.
Because I would have gone over to babysit, and I would have been like...
needed somebody to babysit you while you were babysitting.
Right, I would have put a big book in front of my face and just kind of hit.
Teared up somewhere in the corner.
We're going to try to get in one or two more. We might not have time. Here's Gavin. Hi, Gavin. Welcome.
Hey there.
What do you want to say?
Well, I myself am actually a babysitter. I've been babysitting since I was 14, and I'm about to turn 21.
Hmm. You're in it, man.
And, I started out with family, of course, but I've babysat the neighbor kids since they were 4 and 2. Hmm. And
what do you charge?
What do you charge?
Jeremy and I are all about the business.
Hold on, is this a full-time gig for you, or is this just something you do on the side?
Side hustle?
No, it's something I do on the side.
Okay. What do you charge?
How much?
How much are you willing to pay?
Well, me personally, nothing. Listen, I'm glad you called it up the grave. He asked. I got no kids anymore. My son's grown. I don't need to pay you. You could have just told me what you charge.
Yeah, well, I guess he's got some mad qualifications, though. I bet he charges a lot. Put him back on.
Wait a minute. That whole thing about what are you willing to pay, that's how you treat the parents of the kids?
What if I said $5 an hour? Would he accept it?
Hold on, when we go back?
Go back to him.
Usually, oh, no. Oh, he's still talking.
Gavin, what if I said $5
hold this whole time?
$5 an hour.
$5 an hour? Sure. I find that usually when I don't put up a charge rate, they tend to give a little more.
Give you more?
So, exactly. They try to. Right.
So you'll accept whatever? I mean, you don't come in like guns a-blazing and
what
say,
what about $1.50 an hour?
$15 an hour? Yeah.
If that's what they want to charge, like I said, they usually try to give me a little more when I ask. Well,
does
what
the
you
quality of care
charge?
Go down? Like if you're getting 10 an hour versus 2 an hour, does the quality of your care go down?
That's too.
The only thing I have had complaints about is that I can't cook.
You can't make like mac and cheese or anything like that? How can you be a babysitter and not know how to make mac and cheese?
I'll burn it, but I mean, I could try to make it.
You know, here's what I think, Gavin. I think you are a fine young man, but you need an agent. We need to get you a babysitting agent.
You need a guy.
Because if you're willing to, A, work for $1.50 an hour, or you can't make mac and cheese, you need an agent to guide you through this industry a little bit. So
are you putting up an offer as an agent?
Yay, why don't you represent him? Yeah. Gavin, the BSer.
I'll take a commercial. I mean, you know.
Okay. How much money did you make like in last year babysitting?
$26. $26.